Welcome everybody back to another edition of the PSC show. Tonight my co-hosts are Doug and Cliff. How are you guys?
Good. I'm good.
Pretty good.
Hi, Doug. Tonight we'll be recapping week 13 of the NFL and doing our predictions for week 14. Who wants to start tonight? Doug? I know you're eager to start about the Buffalo Bills.
I'm eager to start about the Buffalo Bills, but I just got to say that was a hell of a win by Seattle just now.
Yeah, it was.
And right now, and that, what?
No, go
yeah,
ahead.
It was.
Nothing you're going to say, but you're about to say the same thing I was going to say.
They won the game 37-30. They move into the second seed in the playoffs. And yep. at the top of the division now, by the way, and that moves Seattle to number five, or not Seattle? That moves San Francisco to number five, and that moves New Orleans to number one.
Yep, and then New Orleans and San Francisco play next week. So.
Oh my God.
It could shake up again. Who does Seattle play next
and
week?
The Rams on Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
In LA, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That might be. Ooh, I don't know. We'll get to that when we get.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta remember the Rams are still playing for a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also heard next week, week 15, Buffalo Bills and got moved to Sunday Night Football.
I am fucking ecstatic.
Yes, I kind of figured. And then I just realized too. You do know Buffalo can have home field advantage in the playoffs too.
You know what? I was actually thinking about that today.
Yeah,
and
they're
only one game behind New England.
They're only one game behind New England, and here's the thing. Like, a lot of people, including myself, kind of wrote off the Baltimore game as if, like, all right, well, Baltimore's going to fucking kill them. Okay? I don't know if – I think the game might be closer than any of us are thinking.
Well, I guess, I didn't really think San Francisco and Baltimore was going to be closer as it was.
Right. I mean, I thought it was going to be a higher scoring game.
It looked like it at first, but then I guess it both offenses, they couldn't score, or the defenses just stepped up.
Right.
It went on TV, so.
Right, but here's the thing. Next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday, I should say, the Buffalo-Baltimore game, and the San Francisco New Orleans game are on TV at the same time.
Shit, wow.
And here's the funny thing is that, like, at first I didn't realize that, like, when you first made me the, asked me what you asked me, I was about ready to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I pretty much was going to say, forget it, but you know, I could have respected it.
Right? But then when Daniel explained to me, he goes, dude, the Buffalo-Baltimore game is Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit. So that's when I kind of rethought it, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I kind of asked. I mean, I asked Tiz too, but of course she didn't know what her schedule was, but. But you know what I mean. But then,
oh
that's
yeah.
Why I
so, but you and I'll take care of that business on Wednesday.
Yes.
I love being left out of the current here.
No, switching shifts. That's all.
That's just
yeah.
But anyway, but the point is, you know, getting back to Buffalo, Buffalo right now, they're riding a wave of momentum, and I think it's finally, like, now, like, I hear people say, oh, well, you know, they won on Thanksgiving, but it's really more the Cowboys are bad more than the Bills are good. But you hear, you hear these TV announcers, though, like you heard Tony Romo say last night before the Chiefs-Raiders game got taken off CBS because the Chiefs were killing the Raiders. You heard Tony Romo say, Buffalo's for real. And then this morning on Pro Football Talk on NBC, Mike Florio said, I don't think anybody realizes this, but New England's not that far ahead of Buffalo right now in the division.
And he's got one more game.
New England only has to screw up one or two more times, and Buffalo has to keep winning. And then week 16 in New England, it's going to be for the division.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it could very well happen.
And if you could say, too, the Buffalo happens to win out, they will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. New England will have to be in a wild card. It will not have to host a playoff game this year for the first time.
Right. Now, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, this is Buffalo has to win. Buffalo basically has to keep winning. And New England would have to lose to Kansas City on Sunday.
I think that could happen, too.
It's in Kansas City.
All right. Let's not jump the gun. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, this is the best time to be a Buffalo. This has been the best time to be a Buffalo fan since I was, like, 13 or 14.
Hey, your Redskins are on a two-game winning streak, too.
We'll get to them in a little bit. I think the Redskins are more of a fluke.
Well, they're the best team in the division right now. We'll get to that in a moment.
And
yeah,
the sad part is the Redskins can make the playoffs, too, still.
Right, if they win out. But here's the funny thing about that. If you look the Redskins and the Packers next week, the Packers have not beaten the Redskins since the 2015 divisional. Or the 2015 wild card.
Wow.
And they've played them twice since then.
In Washington or Green Bay or both?
I think once in Washington and once in Green Bay.
No,
they didn't beat them last year. Washington beat them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Preseason game.
But Washington has Green Bay's number.
Yeah.
So,
I never thought
I'd fucking say that, but it could happen.
Yeah, the way the Cowboys and Eagles are playing, those two teams don't want the division, so we're saying, hey, give it to Washington. Do you want it?
See, the thing about it, though, is with the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles right now, they have left now are divisional opponents. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And their division is so trashy that they should sweep the next four games.
Yeah, we thought we were going to beat the Dolphins too. So,
but the problem is that and Eric, I know you're going to get into this. You know, the blame is going to be on Doug Peterson. I think, it is a coaching problem, but I also think Carson Wentz, and I've said this before, Carson Wentz is not as good as he was in that 2017 season.
Yeah, and I think that's partly coaching, too.
Okay. It's just they're just not – and I'm not going to say anything bad about the Eagles because I don't have anything against them. and I don't want to die, but
they're just, you know, at this point, people are pissed off at the Eagles, though.
Right. And that's why, like, people are going to jump on different bandwagons now. Now, me coming from Buffalo, you know, Buffalo is something to be proud of right now. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. But they're doing it. Do you guys realize, and I saw somebody said this stat today. Do you realize that Josh Allen has more rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson?
Wow.
Yeah. No, I didn't realize that, but.
And they're from the same class. Oh, wait. Are they?
No. They were both drafted last year.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And neither one of them were supposed to start. Neither one of them were projected to start last year.
And I told you that Josh Allen was going to be good. Keep telling
and,
me that.
And
remember?
Here's you tell me a lot of shit that I tend to forget.
I know.
But the thing is that with both quarterbacks, I mean, they figured Lamar Jackson was just going to sit and learn under Joe Flacco, and they were going to wait. They were basically going to wait until they had to take Flacco behind the barn and shoot him and then put Jackson in. Well, guess what? Joe Flacco got hurt. Lamar Jackson came in, started winning, and it's okay. Fuck you, Flacco. We're sticking with this guy.
Yep.
And, you know, with Josh Allen, it was Buffalo's coach Sean McDermott, who is a bald guy, so you know he's an idiot. He had this attachment to Nathan Peterman and wanted him to be the starter. Well, in that game against Baltimore, he fucking blew. So, he's just like, all right, well, Josh Allen, you're in.
Yep. And the rest is history.
Yeah, and those are two quarterbacks right now that they are becoming success stories. I mean, a lot of people, I think, thought that Allen was going to be a bust halfway through the season because they figured Buffalo was going to choke. And in the Cleveland game, they did.
They rebound.
But they rebounded. They beat the hell out of Denver. They embarrassed Dallas in their building, in Dallas's building on Thanksgiving.
That was great.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
And here, so it's right now. I'm not saying Buffalo's the team to beat in the AFC because I don't think that. I think the team to beat is Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore's the best team in the AFC.
I think they're the best team in football.
All right. And if Buffalo can somehow beat Baltimore, they can't look ahead. They can't look ahead to Sunday Night Football against Pittsburgh, okay? Yes, it's great that they got flexed in the primetime, but they have to look to Sunday against Baltimore. If they can beat them, there's no way anybody's going to say now that Buffalo's not for real.
Exactly. Oh, by the way,
and
I
who
to get
the
your
hell
buddy
would
have... back on. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was kind of thinking that too, but who the hell would have ever thought that Philip Rivers and Kirk Cousins would be passed up in prime time for Duck Hodges and Josh Allen?
I mean, the way the Chargers are playing, that's why he got passed up.
Oh, I'm pretty sure, like, Kirk Cousins is probably thinking right now, he's like, God damn it, Rivers, we got passed up in primetime for a guy with the, you know, for a guy named Duck because you fucking blow.
Well, look at Kirk Cousins. He's no different from, he hasn't won a Monday night game in his career.
Oh, Cousins, yeah, no, he hasn't won a Monday night game, but he won the Sunday night game.
Minnesota has another Sunday night game in a couple weeks against Green Bay. It's in 2 weeks.
A Monday night game?
I think, yeah, I think it's Green Bay and Minnesota in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Either 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
No, that's not it.
So
week 15 is there. I think you're talking about 16.
Yeah, week 16. Because week 15, the Monday night game is Indianapolis and New Orleans.
Oh, that's going to be dandy.
That was my original Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, your fans probably saying, fuck. It would have been Andrew Luck versus Drew Brees.
Right. And here's the funny thing is right now, you know, we could give all the praise that, you know, we're giving to Buffalo, which, you know, they do deserve it because they're playing good. But another team right now that is cooking on all cylinders, that's on the outside of the AFC playoff picture looking in, are the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
They're 7-5, and here's the funny thing. Pittsburgh is hanging on by it. Pittsburgh's basically hanging on by a thread to that sixth spot. Okay.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to come down to Pittsburgh and Tennessee. One of those two teams is going to take that spot.
Do you think Indy's done?
I don't know if they're done, but I think. I think it's going to take a hell of a run to get there, but I think right now a lot of the steam is out of them.
Yeah. I thought they were going to beat Tennessee yesterday at home. Losing two straight division games, it's going to hurt them.
Right. But, so, the Tennessee Titans right now, and I don't know. Like, I bet you Miami's thinking right now, they're like, where the fuck was this Ryan Tannehill when we had him?
He was injured.
Okay, but Ryan Tannehill is playing his best football right now.
Yeah, I think he got motivated going to a new team. He wanted to prove something. Miami didn't give him another chance. And moved on from him because of all the injuries he had. And he said, oh, fuck you, Miami. I'm going to prove myself in Tennessee.
Right, and that's what he's doing. And right now, I mean, it's hard to call. All right, let me ask you guys this. If you had to put money on it, who do you think is going to get that sixth spot, Tennessee or Pittsburgh?
Well, that's a good question. I will say probably Pittsburgh. I'm strong. If I can't watch, I'm still a Pennsylvania team, has to be in the playoffs. It's not going to be Philly. I want to go with Pittsburgh in that defense. Megan Fitzpatrick is the one that's bringing them to the dance.
Okay. Eric, who would you pick between the two?
I would say Tennessee.
All right, it's a real tough call, but I'm almost going to go with Tennessee here because Tennessee, like with Mariota, I mean, they were kind of on the edge of something. Like they were trying to prove something. Like they were good enough to get close to the playoffs. And I know a couple of years ago they did beat Kansas City in the wild card, but then they got throttled by New England. But right now, I really think with Ryan Tannehill and the fact that Derrick Henry is getting going, they have a shot to get in the playoffs. It's going to come down. Now, again, I think if Tennessee beats Oakland on Sunday, then that really solidifies them.
Yep.
As a threat.
Yeah, Oakland's falling apart right now.
Right.
Game blown out.
So,
Shane Wake, wow.
Right, exactly. So, Oakland being blown out, it's taking the toll on a coworker of ours there, Eric.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting upset about that. I mean, it's been a hard few days anyway for all of us in that area.
He got blown out by the Jets.
I know.
I caught that win.
And then
the
Jets got blown out by the Bengals.
I caught that one too. But the Jets I had a feeling it was going to be a letdown. It was a typical Jets loss. After a big win,
right.
They lose to.
Well, you didn't call shit.
Bengals.
We didn't do a we didn't do a show last week. You didn't call shit. We didn't do a show last week. You were on a cruise ship nude sunbathing.
I was back yesterday.
You didn't call a fucking thing.
I want money.
Well, you didn't. It doesn't count if it doesn't count if it's not on this show.
Okay.
He told you.
Fair enough. Hey, I did call Houston being New England 2 weeks ago. And you guys told me no.
I didn't think it was going to happen. But I'll tell you, though, they were about 30 seconds away from blowing it.
Yeah, I know. New England came back. New England fast.
Yeah, New England was coming back, and it's just like, guys, they still have a chance to win this thing.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for Kai Forbath, fucking up the onside kick and kicking it out of bounds, New England would have gotten the ball back, and fucking Houston would have been screwed.
That was a perfect. He was the one that knocked it out of bounds.
Seattle almost blew their game. They were up 34. They were up. Weren't they up 34-17?
Yeah.
So we could have had two road teams come back from double digits back to back nights.
Right, but I mean, it didn't happen, obviously. But still, I mean. Houston was trying to give New England that game.
Yep. Oh, by the way, the Bears are still in it because the Vikings lost.
Yeah, they're
that
still
game
in
on
it.
Thursday even means even more.
I don't know who to give the edge to in that one.
I don't know. I think Chicago. Well, I mean, we'll get to our predictions when we talk about that, but I'm leaning towards Chicago.
I mean, I think both teams are trash, and it hurts me to say that because Chicago, Chicago was my pick to, have a really good season. I picked them to go 14-2.
Yeah, I picked a lot of teams that had a good win, just to have over 10 win season and not missing,
Yeah, we're going to have to do a recap show looking back at our picks.
I'll tell you though, some of the picks, I remember, some of the picks, I thought for sure Atlanta was going to be better than what they were. They're not. I got the Chargers, I was way off on the Chargers.
Oh, I was way off. I picked them going to the Super Bowl. Same thing with the Eagles. Yikes. I jinxed them both.
I know, and it's just like, I mean, who the hell would have thought? I mean, Eric, I know that you had high hopes for San Francisco.
Yeah, they were my sleeper team. I just had the feeling about their defense.
I mean, you had high hopes for San Francisco. I mean, I just, but, like, no, I, nobody thought, but, I mean, except for Brandon, but Brandon was drunk.
Speaking of him, we have to get him back on the show so he can brag about what he...
I'll see if I can get him back on. I mean, I don't know if he's able to do the show so late on Monday nights, but I can try.
I mean, we can do it early next week if the game is boring. I mean, it's Eagles and Giants. So.
But I mean, I'll see if I could get him back on. But yeah, like. I mean, he even said, because I actually saw him last month when I went back to Buffalo for a couple of days. He said, "Do you realize that I've gotten all the picks right so far?"
Yes. Wow.
And I'm like, I have no. And I look at him and say, "Yeah." I go, "But we have no idea how." He goes, "Neither do I. I was fucking drunk that night."
I guess you say that
like, well,
when you're drunk.
We figured that. Well, I go, well, we didn't necessarily think you were drunk. I mean, Clint thought you were on crack.
Yes, and I'm really going to think Eagles words too. But I did call that Eagles win, though. I don't care.
Well, see, here's the thing is that, like, with the Eagles win. Like, the Eagles win, that was, I think, that started to bring, you know, the people back around because people were actually kind of starting to jump on the Buffalo bandwagon, but, you know, true Buffalo fans knew that something was gonna break eventually, and they figured it was going to be the Philly game.
Yeah.
That was going to kind of, like, spell the end for Buffalo. So I really think that, like, something
that was the
in
Eagles
that
last
game,
win,
no.
No, the Eagles last win was
no, didn't
Chicago.
They, yeah, I was just going to say, they beat Chicago right after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the game I was at.
But it's funny, it's just like, with Buffalo, again, Buffalo and Tennessee are the two AFC. Those, I think, are going to be the two wild card teams. Unless, you know, a miracle happens and Buffalo somehow ends up winning the division. Which, I would go fucking ape shit over. And
I know you.
But
I know you would.
Just, it's because... But
I want
those two teams
because I want to see New England in the wild card game. I'm sorry.
And here's the funny thing is that it's really not that out of this world. I mean, even doesn't Tennessee still have another game to go against Houston?
Yeah, I think week 17. I thought it was week 17.
I don't know. I have it. I'll pull it up now.
Tennessee and Buffalo, 20 years ago, they met in Music City Miracle, remember? Was it 20 years ago?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I was trying to make a point.
The music, it's no big deal. It's just a music miracle.
That's still a very painful memory for me.
Are you like a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is the last week of the season. Week 17.
All right. So you guys realize that that game could be for the AFC South?
Yeah.
Well, it could be a lot of things. You have Houston. You can also have the 49ers and the Seahawks playing for the NFC West for first round bye.
Right, exactly. So those are two games right there that could end up being one of those two games is going to get flexed to Sunday night.
Yeah.
Well, they're both – well, technically, the way
–
here's the interesting thing. When they're trying to pick a Sunday night game for Week 17, it's more like if you are winning, you're in. I mean, if you have two divisional games that have titles, the best thing you're going to do is keep that at 4 – or flex it to 4 o'clock. That's the only thing they will do if they have, like
– I think it would be Houston and Tennessee. Because San Francisco and Seattle met on Monday night, and that might be a Fox game that Fox wants to keep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, last year Tennessee got flexed to the Sunday night game the last week of the season because that was a win in your in game against Indianapolis, and you know Indianapolis won.
So, oh, yeah, because that was for Division 2, right? Yeah.
No, it was for the last wild card spot.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a win in your end. See, I remember that game because I remember my dad called me as I was getting ready to go to work, and he's like, why aren't you home yet? And it's just like, how do you know I'm not home? I go, you're in Orchard Park. I'm outside of Philadelphia. How do you know I'm not home? Because you said you were working till 8:30. He goes, you need to get home right away. The Colts Titans game is starting. Can I finish working? I'll get home in a minute. And then he kept me on the phone for 10 minutes. But, you know, I remember that, and I can only imagine what my dad's thinking right now, you know, about the whole – about Buffalo, and if somebody had pointed out to him, Washington can win the division.
Yeah, if they win out and Eagles lose out.
No, yeah.
No, the Eagles
– this football season could kill my father.
Eagles would have to beat Dallas, so they don't lose out. They go 1-3, and Dallas loses out. And then Washington wins – does Washington have a tiebreaker over the Eagles? They both finished 7-9?
No. No. The Eagles will go move the Eagles to 6-10. If the Eagles, Washington needs to win out, Philly needs to beat Dallas and lose the rest, and then Dallas just needs to lose out.
Which is very possible.
Dallas will be 6-10, the Eagles will be 6-10, and Washington will move to 7-9.
Yeah. I know.
I can't believe this is a possibility.
Giants fans are saying,
how in the hell is this a possibility?
That's technically the scenario. So basically, if Washington lose, then they're in the elimination pool. They'll join the elimination pool.
Yeah. I don't know how it's possible.
I mean, we talk about Buffalo, you know, somehow having home field advantage. I mean, that's already out of the realm of possibility. But now we're talking about Washington winning the fucking division.
Yeah, because the Cowboys and Eagles don't want it. Cowboys say, Eagles, you want the division? No, no thanks. We suck.
Well, I mean, this is it's the fucking Twilight Zone.
It's unbelievable. Watching that game yesterday, oh my God, I felt like wanting to go back on the cruise. Sorry.
Of course you want to go back on the cruise. You did enough. You didn't sodomize us with a rusty fishing knife enough. You want to do it again for another fucking week.
No.
We hate
you. I'm back.
Everybody at work hates you. Just so you know.
Wow. Why do you gotta be so rude? This is rude. I hurt myself.
Well, you wasn't really technically that busy. I was there on Friday, you know, after my lunch break. Didn't really seem that busy to me.
Not that busy. When the fuck were you there? After they closed? Not that busy, my ass.
Okay, let's not talk about this on the air.
Yeah, I work too, you know. You don't hear me.
I know you work. Well, you don't get fucked over by other coworkers that go on a cruise during Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, dude. No, I just get the people. I get people who just don't show up to work, and I get called in to cover their shifts if I can or not.
Can we move on?
Sure.
Yeah, I said you were going to go learn about the Eagles game now, Eric.
Yeah. Let me. Oh, boy. That Eagles game of 2014. You thought the game was over. Yeah, right. Not with the Eagles team.
If there's more than 3 minutes left in the game, it's not over if it's an Eagles game.
That's true. 2019.
If you give the opposing team enough time to come back, then they'll come back.
Even Ryan Fitzpatrick. Jeez. The guy has an R number. So how does Ryan Fitzpatrick and Kirk Cousins have our number? I just don't get that.
Don't understand it, man.
It's baffling. Huh?
Well, here's the
I don't get it. We lose to Fitzpatrick and Cousins in the same season. Jeez. We lose Fitzpatrick back to back.
Here's the thing, though. Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, people could say, oh, the Dolphins should tank so they get the number one pick next year, get themselves a quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick does not want to go away.
No.
All right? He does not want to go away. First of all, he still has 15 teams in the NFL. He still probably hasn't fucking played for it. So this guy wants to set a record to actually be able to start for all 32 fucking teams.
Maybe he'll be in Carolina next year. Just move up the coast. Play for most
no,
of the,
maybe the Eagles
teams.
Should get him. He already has your
boy.
Fucking number. He might as well use that number to call you guys and say, hey, you want me to come aboard?
Need to back up.
Are you kidding? He's probably better than Carson Wentz.
Nah.
Yeah, maybe this season. I mean, Carson didn't really have a bad game. That defense went to ferocious.
See, here's the thing. Carson Wentz can't even throw a frisbee right now. All right.
Yeah,
I'm
mean,
sorry, and I know you guys are going to get pissed off, but I'm trying to piss you off anyway because I owe you one. But, you know, Carson Wentz, he's not good. I mean, you guys should have sent him to Jacksonville.
I mean, Nick Foles
and kept the other guy.
See, no, here's what I have to say about this. I'm really –
I was just gonna say you jump in. You need to jump in here.
Yeah, everybody needs to calm down with the whole Carson Wentz is not a good quarterback, it's not all hell. It's fault. Let's get one thing straight. When Nick Foles was starting those two games against Atlanta and Tampa Bay last year, everybody was calling for Carson Wentz to come back. And I think we rushed it early when he actually came back in week against the Colts last year. Because we barely survived beat the Atlanta opening night last week, last last year, and then we just got Fitzmagic going on by Tampa Bay. And Nick Foles did not look really that good. It took Carson Wentz didn't really look too good, too, because he was still actually hurt. We rushed him back last year. And then,
everybody was calling for Foles to come back in.
And Foles did his thing. And he just did. And now look at Foles. Foles is now benched with Gardner Minshew.
It's his ground pick.
Which, my God. How do you bench Nick Foles for somebody that thinks he's fucking Matthew, or not, he's not that, then he's actually fucking, but for somebody that thinks he's Matthew McConaughey?
Well, that's what happens. Nick Foles is actually benched. So all these Eagles fans are sitting there calling for, we want Nick Foles back. Why? You see, look what he's doing in Jacksonville. He's on a bench.
I'm not calling for Nick Foles to come back. You guys tanking is actually opening up the door for my shitty ass second team to win the fucking division. So now I don't care what you guys do.
That's not gonna happen.
You guys can move to Toronto for all I care.
The Redskins should actually beat the Eagles in 2 weeks.
The Redskins are not going to do nothing. They just got lucky.
Don't you think I know that?
we were talking about a quarterback who forgot to take a knee to kneel down to get his first victory.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that, Doug.
What?
He's too busy taking a selfie in a crowd and forgot there was 1 second left and he had to go out there and take a knee.
Everybody was missing a picture of it.
That was the Lions game, right?
Yeah, it was the Lions
game. When I saw that, I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay, this is the Redskins' future?
Well, wait a minute.
I mean, the kid was having fun. I mean,
well, the sad part is
everybody's doing it all the time.
Well, the sad part is, do you realize Dwayne Haskins has more just as many wins as the Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones.
Jones
played in 10 games, 2 wins. Dwayne Haskins played in 4 games, 2 wins.
I think Daniel Jones is going to be good, but they need a better coach.
They need a better general manager. That Dave Gettleman is a fucking moron. He couldn't manage a lemonade stand.
We can manage better.
The only GM he should be at is General Motors.
I don't think they would even take him.
All right. That guy is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yes.
He makes Brandon look like Albert Einstein.
Oh man. But why Daniel Jones?
Oh, we had to take Daniel Jones. Oh, Brandon! I make fun of Brandon all the time. He makes fun of me too. That we've been friends for years.
Yeah.
If I have to get roasted by my fucking friends when I get, you know, when I go home for a visit, they can handle when I roast them on air on a podcast. Fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Especially that fat fucker that used to be on the show with us that flaked out because he's playing with him. on a play somewhere. Or more the fact he's probably playing with himself. either playing with himself or playing with his mother.
Anyway,
I mean, you got this fucking Dave Gettleman saying, "Oh, well, we had to take Daniel Jones at 6 because we heard that other." You didn't hear shit. The only thing they were gonna take him for is they were gonna take him out back and shoot him. The guy, you took him because he fucking looks like a younger version of Eli Manning.
He's not half the player Eli is.
Eli probably had sex. Eli probably had sex in high school. Girl got pregnant, and out came Daniel Jones.
Wow. All
right. The only reason why they took this fucker is because he looks like Eli. And the fucking owner of the team is in love with Eli because he got him 2 Super Bowls fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah. And he's still sitting
dead
on the bench.
I mean, what the fuck are you going to do next? Call Phil Sims and ask him to come out of retirement so he can fucking, you know, lead the team to a Super Bowl? All right, 60-year-old Phil Sims probably could lead that team to a Super Bowl. He'd probably do a better job than Daniel Jones.
Probably. But why is Daniel Jones?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Why is Daniel Jones next week light up the Eagles next week?
That's not going to happen.
He couldn't light them up if he started them on fire.
Oh, boy. I think that Giants game is going to be closer than people think.
Well, technically, they always seem to play as close.
It's going to be a 0-0 tie.
Wow.
I hope so.
They're gonna
have to decide who wins the game by playing horseshoes. As a matter of fact, let's call the game off next week and just have them all go bowling, and that's how you decide who wins.
Good idea. Or move the Baltimore and Buffalo game to Monday night. There you go.
They can't flex
Monday night games.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Clintus?
Yeah, they can't flex. The only thing that's flexible is our Sunday games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't flex. They can't flex Thursday, and they can't flex Monday.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way to tell ESPN
Monday
to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking putting the Giants and Eagles on Monday night.
They were probably thinking, oh, Carson Wentz is back. He's going to be good this year. And, you know, Eli, you know, the Giants are going to have a good quarterback. Because they have to draft a quarterback this year, and it's a rivalry game, so it's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, Darren Jones is, I don't know. Who knows? Everybody thought that Josh Allen was going to be a bust. I mean, look what happened with him. So it's still early to see if Daniel Jones is going to be a bust. But this time
I'm
this
not
year,
saying he's
going
to. I don't know if he's going to be a bust or not. I'm just saying that right now he blows. It's right now that counts.
Exactly.
And right now, Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Giants, should probably be getting fired this year.
Any coach, yeah. They should clean house.
And I'm talking about both kinds of fired. I'm talking about, you know, getting, you know, losing his job, and then as he's leaving, somebody fucking set him on fire.
Probably Giants fans.
Don't put it past them.
I wouldn't. I think a lot of Eagle fans want to do the same thing to our coaching staff.
And then if Dave Gettleman ever did get set on fire, Odell Beckham would probably be there to pee on him to put the fire out.
I hope the Giants hire Jim Schwartzkopf so he can get out of Philadelphia. That would be the best thing ever.
You know what they're probably going to do? They're probably going to hire Rex Ryan.
Oh, he's a moron.
Yeah. Exactly. That's probably why they're going to hire him.
And Devin Rowan's going to get fired from Jacksonville.
Oh, I hope so.
I know you're thrilled about that.
He's the only other guy I know named Doug that's a bigger piece of shit than me.
Wow.
I hate doing these Monday night shows. I always get so fucking fired up.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. But no, you say you want to do a little rant. So, Eric, the floor is yours.
Okay. Yeah. That Eagles game blew.
Yeah, it's about fucking time you say something.
Yeah, that Eagles game blew. How do you have a 28-14 lead and blow it? I mean, it is the Eagles, so. But the coaching staff has to do better. Doug Peterson's a moron. And you know Doug. I defended this guy before. But right now, he's a moron. I can't defend
again,
him
anymore. That seems like a trend for guys named Doug. We all suck.
Yeah, I can't sit here right now and defend the guy. Not right now. Maybe next year he'll win me over back, but right now he's an idiot.
What is he gonna do? Send you flowers?
Right now he can't call a game. He's a horrible play caller. He's a moron. He's even more when he talks in the press conference. Listen to his press conference today, and he sounded like a moron. You could do better, Doug.
Well, what the fuck do you want this guy to say, really? Oh, yeah, I know our team sucks, and I'm a horrible head coach. They're not going to fucking do that. Do you really think anybody tells the truth to the press?
No.
Really?
But, no,
You're supposed to lie to the press. Any fucking politician will tell you that. Trump will tell you that, for Christ's sake.
No, it's just the stuff he said was idiotic, but it sounded like a imbecile, but whatever. Yeah. And the defense blows. Jim Schwartz should be fired. Mike Groh should be fired. Dee Staley should be. Everybody should be fired besides Peterson, because he won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Hire Frank Reich back.
Well, Frank Reich right now is trying to figure out what the fuck he's doing in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I wish he never left. And that's thanks to dumbasses in New England. Who's the guy that turned down the whole job? Yeah, Josh.
Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, Josh Farhead.
Well, see, here's the thing. See, Frank Reich had a pretty decent gig going on right now. Andrew Luck was a great quarterback, and then, you know, Andrew Luck decided he had to retire because he had a couple of calluses on his testicles.
He said bye-bye.
I mean, he's just like, fuck this. He's like, fuck this. He goes, more than likely, I'm going to get hurt again this year. And I'd actually like to have working parts so I could be home porking my wife.
Yeah, he did a Barry Sanders.
Yeah, he retired too soon. But there's nothing wrong with retiring too soon if you're injury prone and you know you're going to get your ass kicked.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Andrew Luck play with his father in 2 years' time.
Yeah, SFL. His father's the president of SFL.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if he played or he's a coach.
But, like, the thing is that, like, with Andrew Luck, I mean, I don't necessarily blame him for retiring, because if he knows he's going to get hurt, then, obviously, he made the right decision. I mean, I fucking hate him for it, because I picked him to win that goddamn Super Bowl.
Hey, well, the Colts can still win. That's the sad part. The Colts are still in it.
Well, yeah, they're still in it, but there's other teams that are better.
Yeah. The Colts have just hit a wall right now. It's funny how two, three weeks ago, we were talking about how good the Raiders and Colts were, and now those two teams have fallen flat face on earth.
Right, but they both have the opportunity to bounce back this week.
Yeah. I mean,
the Raiders technically are
still not out of it.
Well, again, neither one of them are.
Yeah.
You're technically not out of the playoffs until you hit 8 losses. Unless your division sucks and you can win it at 7-9.
Yeah. You realize, like, 5 or 6 teams could win the NFC East. There's 5 or 6 teams that might miss the playoffs in the AFC. They would make it in the NFC if they were in the NFC East.
Right.
Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Indy, Houston, Raiders. Who am I missing? There's 5 teams right there. And Buffalo. Buffalo would be winning the NFC East right now.
But here's the thing. How pissed off are the Los Angeles Rams going to be if they miss the playoffs and they have like a 10-6 or 9-7 record and they miss the playoffs, and yet fucking Washington wins the goddamn thing at 7-9.
The Rams have done it before. The West was so bad. I remember when the West was so bad before, and the Rams won it. St. Louis Rams won it at 7-9. And then not only did they won the wild card game.
Wasn't it? Seattle did that, didn't they?
Oh, I know one team when it was there. Was it Seattle? Okay.
Yeah, that was Seattle, because then they went, they won the wild card game against Detroit.
Oh, wow. Didn't Washington win the division at 8-8 or 7-9 before, too?
No, it was either 8-8 or 9-7.
Okay. Yeah. The Eagles could go from Super Bowl hopefuls, Super Bowl contenders, to a top 10 pick. Wow.
I mean, it just goes
me
to show
Cliff
you that
really
the NFC East, well, of course you had high hopes for this team. You kissed their ass because you're from the area.
Yeah.
Because you guys are Eagles fans. And there's nothing wrong with being hopeful for your team.
Exactly.
Look at these dumb shits that cheer for the Dolphins.
Cody must have been happy. Speaking of Dolphins fans, especially
some fat piece of shit that works with you and I.
He must have been
happy today. Are you kidding? He wanted the team to tank because he wants a top 10 pick. He wanted the number one pick in the draft.
I texted him yesterday and he said, the Eagles game is the only one I wanted to win this year.
Because he hates the Eagles. And he wants to brag to Eagles fans, my team's better than yours.
Oh, boy. That's not saying much.
But it's like, you're supposed to root for your team. You're supposed to say, even though you can be realistic and be like, oh, no, my team sucks. But you're supposed to hope that your team, does well in a season.
Yeah.
But you can have that in the back of your mind. It's just like, okay, well, they're not going to do that good. Like, I had Washington at 10-6, and I had Buffalo at 9-7.
Yeah. And
I didn't have him doing great, but I had him doing something.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you got the nine part right. Get it?
I mean, I still can't believe they're 9-3 right now. I'm happy.
Wow. Yeah. We're happy for you. Right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. You guys secretly hate me.
I don't really care, though.
We don't hate you.
I'm really starting to, like, lose it. That's just, like, wow. Depressed.
I'm jealous.
See, now the shoe's on the other foot. See, you're jealous of my football team, and we were all jealous of the fact that you were getting happy endings on a cruise ship all week.
I mean,
I'm not jealous.
This is the way we felt in 2017. So. No, I'm truly happy for you, Doug.
Aw. You're full of shit, but aw.
Yeah, I told you I saw Buffalo Bill. We were watching the game with Buffalo Bill fan. He had a Bruce Smith jersey on.
Yeah. Now, if the Bills lost, would you have thrown him overboard?
No. He was like, the loudest person in the bar that when we were watching. And
of course, he's the loudest person
in
the bar. When your team is winning and you're in a bar and you're more than likely drunk, you're gonna be the loudest person in the bar.
Yeah, and I was sitting next to his mom, and I told him my co-workers from Buffalo, and I told him where you're from. They said they used to live near the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get their name.
How do you get hooked up with all these Bills fans?
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
We were watching the game, and we were watching the game on Thanksgiving in there, and we were watching the Cowboys lose, so it was a good time.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles slept. It seemed like our secondary, back to my rant, but it seems like the Eagles secondary slept. They probably was partying in Miami. Jeez. You go from giving up 17 points in New England and Seattle two straight weeks, and then you give up 37 points to the fucking Dolphins. Jeez. Okay, my rant's over.
Maybe they were drugged at a nightclub the night before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got all wasted. Even Doug Peterson.
Maybe the rapper Pitbull got to him.
Maybe they were hanging out with D-Wade.
I was just going to say, maybe the rapper Pitbull got to him and slipped them roofies or something.
Yeah, maybe even Doug Peterson got drunk.
You can't trust a Cuban.
Well, let's put it this way.
No.
In the last games with the Eagles, Doug Peterson has caught over 161 passing plays, can only run the ball 41 times, or 40 times.
Yep. And our best asset is Michael Sanders right now. And we don't fucking.
You got his name wrong, you boob. It's Miles Sanders.
Thank you, Doug.
The hell is wrong
Miles
with you?
Miles Sanders. I forgot. I don't know why I had Michael.
You're an Eagles fan. You can't even get the fucking player's name right.
Yeah, I got the M right.
All right, I'm done with you guys.
Clint is just like, what the fuck did I sign up for? I can be in bed right now.
You want to do some stuff before we get to our predictions?
What?
Plugs.
Forgot the who?
Do the plug.
Anyway, plugs.
Oh. Oh, you forgot to put your butt plugs in?
Yeah. No, wait, what?
Hey, you dumbass.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
I got that. That's like, yeah, that was weak, Doug. That was totally weak.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You want me to do the plugs?
Someone just do the plugs.
All right. Make sure you listen to the Dirt Sheet dudes, Anthony and Boxman. They're not half as stupid as Eric and I are. But, well, it depends on if Boxman's high or not. But anyway, they have a show on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They're usually joined also by Smark Wahlberg, who's a pervert with a foot fetish.
He's been joining them lately.
Yeah. That's why I don't listen to them anymore. fucking creep. He makes Rob Feinstein look like an upstanding citizen. But anyway, listen to this. Even I'm supposed to be plugging their show, folks, but yet I'm talking trash about them. That's what I do. But anyway, listen to them Wednesdays and Fridays, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes, 10 o'clock Eastern time. And also
well,
they do a show
Fridays
called...
Live. Anymore.
Oh, yeah, don't listen to them Fridays live now because we actually have to do a because we're actually switching our time to Fridays.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's going to be this Friday at 9 o'clock. I know, Clint, you won't be able to join us, but I am not staying up till midnight for you fuckers when I have to do a 9-hour day, when I have to do a 9.5-hour day the next day. I like you guys, but not that much. Yeah, we're going to be moving to Fridays now for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Probably going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock each Friday, every Friday. This upcoming Friday, we're going to do a career retrospective. Eric thinks it's on AJ Styles, but it's actually on Samoa Joe.
Yeah. I totally forgot about Facebook and just looked at Twitter and said, "Oh, Styles won." Okay.
Yeah. The poll that we get the most fucking votes on, and he doesn't even pay attention to it, folks. See, this is why I insult him every week. That Annie's a pain in my ass. So. Make sure you listen to that this upcoming Friday, career retrospective on Samoa Joe. It's probably going to have to be two parts.
Yeah, probably this Friday, next Friday.
Right. Also, listen to Wrestling with Reality with John. What is he, Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, something like that. It's Sunday or something.
Yeah.
I think he varies.
I mean, I don't know why we still plug him. I mean, he said he was going to help us out with our podcast. He was on once for 15 minutes.
For
15 minutes, Kenny Lehman fanboyed over him, and neither one of them have been on the fucking show since.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kenny
they probably snuck off to the Bahamas together.
Anyway.
All right. Now that I've pretty much fucked up every podcast contact we have, does somebody else want to move on to something?
Oh, we also have a new show coming up on Sunday with the Wednesday Night Wars with Doug Kleniff. I mean, Kleniff might not be able to do Sundays, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do Sundays.
Well, it's going to be me, Doug, and Daniel and his buddy. What's his buddy's name?
Brett.
Brett.
Oh, you gonna bring
every Sunday? Huh?
Oh, wait,
every Sunday night. Go ahead, Cliff.
No, that's guy that did the Triple H part two, is it right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
how do you think I feel? I can't fucking stand this asshole, and yet now we're all gonna be doing a show together.
Hey, what you talking about? I like the dude. He was a cool kid.
Yeah. He's a dumbass.
Anyway.
If you would have known him as long as I've known him, you wouldn't be thinking that way.
It's going to be on Sunday nights, but it won't be live. It'll probably be dropped on late Sunday or early Monday. We'll be doing our
Oh, we're not going to do it live?
6 o'clock. No, because if we did it live, we'd have to do like 9:30, but your brother has to work the next day, so I suggested doing pre-recorded so we could do it early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Brett said he wanted to do live at 9:30, but then I said, wait, Daniel has to work. So I said, we can do pre-recorded and do like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we shouldn't do live too many times because you're going to get too many times some bald asshole is just going to be fucking, you know, mouthing off at everybody and pissing a bunch of people off.
Yeah. That way we can have it edited by our buddy Box.
Yeah, who's probably not going to be talking to any of us after this.
Yeah, so every Sunday or every Monday, whenever we drop it, it will be the Sunday Night Wars. We'll talk about AEW and NXT. So that should be a fun show.
It's funny. Daniel and Brett want to do this show, you know, about the Wednesday Night Wars, about AEW and NXT, but yet every time I turn NXT on, I get told, turn it back to fucking AEW. NXT blows. So, yeah, this show's going to make a lot of fucking sense.
Well, politically, like I said before, you need to watch NXT the next day. I have to watch it all.
Why do you have to make logic out of everything?
Well, it's true.
Huh. Oh, God. You guys are great. Anyway, any more plugs, Doug? Cliff? Am I forgetting somebody?
If you are, fuck them.
Well, anyway, we'll get to our do you guys have any more thoughts on week 13, which wasn't a great week besides Thanksgiving and the Eagles suck?
Oh, it was a great week for me. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, it was a great week for you. I mean, besides the Eagles losing, the Sunday night game was pretty decent. Tonight was good. I wish the San Francisco game was on TV. That would have been a better game than the Eagles. Other than that,
all you had to do was move to Baltimore for the weekend, and you could have gotten to watch the Ravens game.
Yeah. I mean, all the 4 o'clock games sucked besides the Denver game. They had to change the Kansas City Raiders game to Denver and LA because the Raiders blew. And then Arizona was getting smacked down by the other LA team.
I mean, it's funny, and then, you know, you figure this week, or this upcoming week, they got like four 4 o'clock games, Kansas City, New England, and then Pittsburgh, Arizona, Tennessee and Oakland, and then on Fox, I think it's the Chargers and Jacksonville.
Wow. Really? It's
and it's just
TV?
Like, no, it's not on TV, but it'll be on Fox on the, you know, in the, obviously either in the Jacksonville market or in the Charger market.
Yeah.
But those games, like, those four games, obviously New England and New England and Kansas City, that's the one everybody's going to want to watch. Because that's going to be the big one.
Go Chiefs.
So, all right, let's get to predictions because I'm probably going to blow out my voice while we're while we're giving our predictions here.
And
I'm talking like actually blow out my voice. I'm talking actually blow out my voice, not fake blow out my voice like a certain NXT commentator just because some cross-eyed prick made fun of him on Twitter.
Oh. We can get to that on Friday if you want. We'll start out with Dallas and Chicago. Chicago is a 3-point favorite at home. These two teams blow. I'm going to take Chicago because they're at home. Doug?
I mean, everybody's counting on Dallas to lose now, so that's why I'm going to pick Dallas to win.
Yep.
Well, since the Bears are at
500. Yeah, they're both at 500.
Will you quit interrupting Clintus while he's trying to talk?
Sorry, Clintus.
Well, since the Bears are at 500, Dallas hasn't been the winning team yet, and they will continue this week. And the Bears will win.
Okay. Should be an interesting game. We'll get to the Baltimore game later. Cincinnati and Cleveland, the Battle of Ohio. Yippee. I'm going to take the Bengals here. Can they win two straight?
I'm gonna take the Browns so my prediction for the record of Cincinnati will stand. I'm taking the Browns on this one. Yeah.
I'm also gonna take the Browns on this one.
Do you remember what game that you picked the Bengals to win?
I can't remember. I think it was it may have been the Arizona game.
Okay, I was going to say, was it the Jets game? That would have been funny.
No, I picked the Jets to win that one.
Okay.
It was funny.
So
my dad and I were talking about it. I'm like, who the hell would have thought that I would be wrong about the Bengals? And he said to me, he goes, well, everybody would have thought that. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not wrong about the Bengals because they've won more games. I'm wrong about the Bengals because I predicted them to win one game, and they haven't even done that yet.
And then what was that before they won the Jets game, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and win. Atlanta and, you had Cleveland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you two had Cleveland. I had Cincinnati. Carolina and Atlanta. I don't know what. I think Carolina's taking it in. So I'm gonna go with Atlanta.
After watching what Carolina did to in Washington, I'm gonna go with Atlanta too.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Kyle Allen started out hot, and now he's just blowing. I mean, what the fuck happened? Did Cam Newton threaten to shove a broom up his ass or something if he didn't stop winning? Because Cam wants his starting job back. I'm gonna go with Atlanta. of before, you know, people start before people start getting mad at me for accusing Cam Newton of butt raping somebody.
Anyway, Washington, Green Bay. Oh boy.
Washington.
Of course, that's not
Washington.
I told you why I was going to take Washington earlier. Don't you judge me.
I'm picking Washington.
I want to go with Green Bay. I'm sorry. You guys, I guarantee that Washington is not going to win this game.
How the hell can you guarantee that? What the fuck are you gonna do? Drive to Green Bay and run them all over with a fucking bus? How the hell can you guarantee Washington's not gonna win the game?
Washington's not gonna win the game. I know it.
What are you gonna send them X-Lax?
Green Bay's a 13-point favorite.
Of course they're a 13-point favorite. Washington sucks. But Green Bay hasn't beat them in 4 years.
Doesn't matter. I'll tell you right now. I'll guarantee you, Washington is going to lose Sunday. And they're going to be eliminated for the playoffs.
So what happens if they win? And are you going to come on this Monday and bow down to Doug?
Yeah, I will do that.
I was just going to say, if they lose, then you know, if they lose, you know that my smart mouth is not going to keep quiet next Monday night.
Yeah, and especially if the Eagles lose to the Giants.
Because you know I'm anything but humble.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm picking against them. I want to see this route. This
I'm going to be like, nah, 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 you were fucking wrong.
Oh, God, next week is going to be great. Denver and Houston.
On the air.
Huh?
We might not even be on the air anymore. The only way you'll probably be able to get on the air next week is if you kick me off the show.
We wouldn't do that.
Blog Talk Radio is serving up a restraining order as we speak.
Denver and Houston. I'm going to go Houston. Doug?
I personally think this is going to be a letdown game. I'm going with Denver.
How do you get that?
They barely beat the Patriots last
night. It's the Patriots. You expect that to happen, though.
Well, after that, what happened this weekend? Cincinnati, Washington, and Dolphins all winning. Anything can happen.
So no, I'm picking Denver here because I think, you know, after Houston got the big win last night, they're going to get too big for their britches. Denver's going to catch them off guard, and Denver's going to beat them.
That's not going to happen.
I can see it.
I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. Houston will lay the smack us down on Broncos.
Did we get married? Because you're disagreeing with everything I say.
It's not going to happen. It's a big week next week for me. I need certain teams to do well for my fantasy wise. Okay.
Oh, that's what all this is about. Your fantasy team.
Well, actually, the Washington game in Green Bay has nothing to do with fantasy. So I don't know the way I'm playing anybody else. No, actually, it do. The sad part is, even though I picked Green Bay to win, I am going against Aaron Rodgers in the for a chance for me to be in the playoffs.
What's next?
I don't fucking know. You guys got that schedule in front of you.
Detroit, Minnesota. bounces back.
Minnesota's going to bounce back after what happened tonight. I'm going with them.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go with Minnesota.
San Francisco and New Orleans. I'm surprised this game is not a 4 o'clock game. Wow. Oh, it's because Kansas City and New England are.
Yeah, they're not going to run up against Kansas City and New England. They're better off running up against Baltimore and Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm gonna go New Orleans here.
I think San Francisco is going to regain their footing. I think they're going to get the number one seed back. I'm going to go with them.
Wait, it's in San Francisco?
No, it's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans.
Then I have to go with Drew Brees.
You're not sorry. You're just trying to disagree with me on everything.
Well, actually, no, because I have Drew Brees starting. I said I would have gave it to San Francisco. It was in San Francisco, but it's in New Orleans. I'm going with Drew Brees.
Fair enough.
Yeah, if it wasn't San Francisco, I would go with Niners too. New York and Miami. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go. Wait.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins because the Jets suck, and for some reason Ryan Fitzpatrick he's going to win another one.
I'm definitely going to take the Dolphins with this one.
So the Dolphins are going to sweep the Jets.
Basically, it's the only thing they will sweep.
Indy and Tampa Bay. This should be an interesting game. And they can score points. That's the only thing they can do.
They can score points when they're not turning the ball over.
Yeah.
It all depends on how Jameis Winston plays.
I'm gonna go Colts.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm gonna say the Colts too, because the Colts really need this game.
Yeah. Smith?
I'm definitely going to probably go with the Colts.
We all agree on that one. Los Angeles and Jacksonville. I'm going to go Chargers here.
I want to go with Jacksonville. Gardner. The mustache, baby.
I'm gonna go with the Matthew McConaughey wannabe Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars.
Wow, I thought you were gonna pick the Tigers.
Phillip Rivers can't even win a bingo game.
That's true. Pittsburgh in Arizona. This should be dandy. I'm going to go with Arizona here.
What game is this?
Huh?
What game you're picking? Arizona who?
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh on this one because I think Duck Hodges is gonna continue the role he's been on, and he's gonna get some momentum going into the game against the Bills, you know, in Week 15.
Yeah. Is that game in Buffalo or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Kansas City and New England. Oh, this is New England. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They hand New England their first home loss. I think, yeah.
See, as much as I want Kansas City to win, I know it's not going to happen.
So I have to go with the Patriots.
I think, to be honest with you, I would love to see Kansas City win it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I got to go with New England here.
Okay. The Sunday night game. No, no, Tennessee and Oakland.
I was just
going to
say, you forgot Tennessee and Oakland. Jesus Christ. Just because they play in Nashville doesn't mean everybody always has to forget Tennessee.
I'm going to go Oakland here. It's Oakland. I mean, I think Tennessee is going to be – Oakland is due for another – it's due for a win.
Yeah, but they're not going to get it. Tennessee.
Definitely going to go with Tennessee.
It's the big Sunday night game, Seattle and the Rams.
Seattle.
The Rams.
I'm going with the Rams too. I think Seattle's gonna it's one of their letdown games. And then Baltimore and Raven. Baltimore and Buffalo from Arthur Park in Buffalo. Who's the favorite?
I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm picking Buffalo.
Of course you are.
Don't you judge me.
I'm just saying right now, my boy Lamar Jackson's going to have a good old time feasting on some Buffalo Wild Wings.
I guess I'm the tiebreaker. I'm going to go with Buffalo here.
You kiss ass.
They're at home.
Yeah, well,
this
yeah, they
Baltimore.
Are at home. And first of all, Lamar Jackson better not go to Buffalo Wild Wings before the game, because more than likely, you know, Buffalo fans can be cruel. Somebody might poison the wings on them.
Yikes!
Buffalo.
I think it's going to
be
a defensive game. I think
it's going to be homemade.
Buffalo wins.
Oh, that feels.
Buffalo wins like 17-16. Game winning field goal.
Yeah.
And a big Monday night football game. The Giants, the New York football Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. You like my sarcasm there?
0-0 tie.
I'm going to go with the Eagles here, winning, I don't know, 37-27. And they're an 8-point favorite. Yikes. So 37-34.
I'll pick the Eagles to win. I don't know why. I'm just going to.
Doug,
I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win it. They're going to win it 5-4 because all the points scored are going to be safe. It's going to be a safety and a field goal by the Patriots. No touchdowns are going to be scored. It's just going to be all be safeties and maybe a field goal.
So the Giants going to get two safeties?
Yeah, it's called the last game. Fourth down, 1 second left. Instead of punting the ball, you just run out of the end zone. 2 points.
That would be funny. If,
well, no, and I'm not saying they're going to get sacked in the end zone. I'm saying Daniel Jones is going to trip over his shoelaces and fall in the end zone.
Oh boy.
And Carson Wentz is probably going to get knocked on his ass.
Yikes. So which game are you guys looking forward to? I mean, obviously, Doug, we know your answer.
Do you really have
to
ask that? What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, he's looking forward to the Cowboys. We all know about that.
The Cowboys get...
Cliff, which game are you looking forward to the most? We have Buffalo and Baltimore, New Orleans and San Francisco, Kansas City and the Patriots, the Eagles and Giants, Dallas and Chicago.
I want to have a good day watching Red Zone on my, on Sunday. That's all I want to say about that.
Washington, Green Bay.
I don't have to worry about the Buffalo game because Lamar's going to handle his business.
You son of a bitch.
Watch both the Bills and Redskins both win this week. I mean, this week.
They're not winning nothing. I'll call my boy Nate Morrison on there. We still got to get him on here.
If the Bills and Redskins win this, both win this week, I'm coming in the Giant the next time you work, whenever you work next week, I'm streaking through there going nin 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 nin, and the Giants and the Bills and Redskins win nin 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 nin, butt fucking naked.
I'll have to call my security officer and have you escort your officer.
So what would you do if both Bills and Redskins won and the Eagles lost?
If they won and the Eagles lost?
Yeah.
I'd run in Giant naked with Eagles suck spray painted on my ass.
Gosh. I think some people are going to hold you to that. I mean, not me, but. Well, kind of, obviously.
He'll be a giant.
No, wait a minute. You actually think Clinton wants to see me naked?
No. Especially not at work. You should do it at PetSmart.
I am not running naked at PetSmart. You realize a can of Alpo could get spilled on me, and then it would just be tragic if one of the dogs got loose.
Oh.
Have a little chihuahua hanging from my balls. Jesus Christ.
I don't mow Dallas then. No closing anyway.
That'd be a hell of a way to go out.
Be on the news. Well, did you see our buddy from Modell's today?
No.
No. What else? You guys have anything else you want to talk about for this 20 minutes?
Well, I can't really think of anything. Or go ahead, Clint.
I was just saying, I know we were talking about doing recap of full year and all that other stuff I was talking to you about the 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to talk about NFC and Survivor Series? I'd like to hear.
Survivor Series, yes.
I mean, this is supposed to be a football show.
Well,
I mean, we have 20 minutes. I mean,
any other football news you know about? You want to talk about?
Not really. I was hoping to hang out because I'm getting tired of talking to you two.
All right. Well, we can do that too.
I mean, it's up to you guys if you want
to.
Talk a little bit about that for like 10 minutes and then we can hang up.
If Dougie has to go to bed because his boss is all in a knot, then let him go to sleep.
All You want to hang up or you want to talk about? You guys want to talk about that for about 5-10 minutes?
I'm gonna hang up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just talk next week. So wait.
Yeah,
right, so you guys are going to do a show. So you guys are doing a show Wednesday night.
No, we're not doing a show on Wednesdays. We're doing them on
Fridays.
We're doing a show on Friday and Sunday.
Right. And then Monday, obviously.
Because we have to switch from Saturday to Friday because Daniel has to go over to my sister's house once a week now because if he doesn't, she'll fucking bitch.
Okay. Cool.
Oh my God, Daniel never wants to spend time with me. No, none of my brothers ever want to spend time with me. Well, if you didn't suck, we wouldn't feel this way.
Wow, it's really pointing out there, aren't you?
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you, Cliff, for another great show.
I'll talk to you guys
next
Monday.
Yep.
Alrighty.
No. I just wiped up all those tears Doug will have next week. No worries.
Good luck to your bills, Doug. I'll see you Wednesday. Cliff.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week.
Later. Yep.
Adios. All right.
Later.
Bye.
Later. Bye.
Yeah.